This is January, is it the 6th?
Tuesday.
It's the 5th? Okay. January 5th.
Yeah.
Here. 2021.
I'll turn the machine on and pray.
All right.
Okay. Lord, by your Spirit. Your Spirit would flow, that we would receive truth, Lord, that we would, tonight, but beyond that, that we would have an ear for your truth, that we would not fall subject to the angel of light that the enemy can transform himself into. That we would know your voice, that we would know your truth. And we thank you for the way that you have had your word be so central to what we have been doing. It's easy for it to be other. But your word has been central. We thank you for that. We ask that you would continue to reveal yourself in your word. Amen.
Amen.
That is, shouldn't be, remarkable. But
it
is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
That there should, you know. You know, there's plenty of places that would do lip service to the notion that, yes, it's his word, but I don't see the Spirit. Well, what do I know, of course? Maybe there are many, many places in which the Spirit lights up his word, but not my experience has any of that sort happened.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, it's been going on for years.
Yeah, it's, I was looking at, I have a NIV and I wanted to see, because it's New King James, I believe. Or I mean, it's King James. So I wanted to see how a certain verse read and in the process, I came across, I had underlined 1 Timothy 2:5. So I must have been using that Bible right in the beginning. That's a long time ago, because I have not had used that Bible in I don't know how long. Very long time. So, yeah, that was kind of a realization of how long things have been going.
Yeah.
Because it's at times of change, so I quit
Although,
oh no, wait a minute. That no, I'm sorry. That's a, that isn't. That's an NIV, which is what I said. I went and got a little pocketbook I have that's King James and stuff like that. So.
But you would underline what was in the NIV.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there's a case for the NIV. I don't want to make myself some kind of expert or major in translations, you know?
Right.
That's not it. But
yeah, there's just too many little things that just were kind of seemed to be switched around a little bit or used a little different. You know, I just wasn't as comfortable with it. I really liked the New King James.
Well, then we may have to change it all.
Oh.
you guys been listening? What's going on in the country?
Oh.
Yeah. They had a big session yesterday. And I don't know who was over, but he prayed. He prayed to all the gods that Americans worship. And he ended it by saying, "Amen and a woman."
Yeah, I did see that little blip on the 5 minutes ago.
And I have never, in all the years, liked Donald Trump. I never liked him. But I had one person that I liked less than him. And that was Hillary Clinton. So back in 2016, on the first day of November, I was working, whatever the first week or I don't remember what day we voted, but I went through hell. And I spent I spent a lot of the night in prayer. And I said, I don't want to vote for either one of them. And so I had an experience. And it had to do with the scripture where Jesus said, don't fear men. Don't fear what men can do. I'll tell you who to fear. Fear the one that after he has killed the body can also destroy the soul. And so I didn't understand what part that Donald Trump could do, but I knew what Hillary Clinton could do. And I knew what the Democrats could do. And so anyway, and so when I read quite a bit of it today, they want to change so that a child when he's in school, he can choose whether he's a boy or a girl. At a certain age, he can choose. And I'm thinking, God have mercy on us. I would think the makeup of the body would tell them what they are. And here, I'll tell you what my thoughts are. How much does God put up with? At what point did all hell break loose? Anyway, that's all I'm going to say about that.
No, that trend, that's a ridiculous thing.
Yeah. But that is also changing the Word of God. See, Adam is what named a woman. He called him woman. He called her woman. He was a man with a woman. That's how they came about. As far as he was concerned, he was a man too. Except he had a womb. Because he could have children. But a woman equal to a man. We got some screwy somewhere. And I'm thinking, I'm not Democrat. I haven't been for years. But even the Democrats, they haven't worshipped a God that's a woman. Where did all this come from? It's got to be a demon.
Well, when darkness descends, and it is, we have darkness. It's been descending for quite a while. But when darkness descends, then the light is that much brighter. And I guess for myself, I think that's where the focus should be. It's not on the darkness. Nothing good happens with getting all troubled and so forth about the darkness. All it does is put you in a bad state of mind. But except to say it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity for the light to make itself all that much more obvious. People in darkness, they see a great light, you know. They aren't going to get, you know, the contrast will be very apparent. And I just see that as good. So.
Well, I can't. I can't see it as good, but maybe I'm looking at it wrong. But I see it as a more opportunity for our school system to teach our little tiny ones who don't know any different, who have the kids hours a week to teach them all kinds of stupid things that are unscriptural and ungodly. Of course, I don't think it's going to affect most of my grandkids. I don't think it will. I think they're strong enough and they're teaching them the right thing. I think we're okay. But and some of the schools, they want to look up boys and girls went to the same bathrooms. Is that going to make us any good?
Yeah, it's almost as though they are delighting in twisting the natural order of things.
Well,
that's where the fun is, the excitement is.
My favorite woman of Congress. When they're part of that, what was it, the Monday, what we call it, to be given to an organization that would help, that would teach, they couldn't even teach children to make a decision when they're a certain age, whether they were a boy or a girl.
Did it get passed?
Huh?
Did anything get passed?
No. No. There's a, you know, the money that people got. What do they call the package?
Oh, the stimulus.
The stimulus. Yeah, Nancy, bless her soul, wanted a certain portion of that to be given to an organization that's not, it's not even in America. So they could help. Children understand what they really are, what they were born to be, whether they're actually a boy or a girl. I didn't write a problem with that. I knew I was a boy, and I knew there's other things with long hair running around, they weren't boys.
Mm.
You know? You take it, this nature itself would straighten it all out, you know. But what kind of a teaching is that? I got a telephone call. Dale called Sally, who called me, and. Ben and Ellie are down in Washington, D.C. right now. And it's a mess. And anyway, here's what Dale told me. He said, tell Dad that his DNA is running around in Washington.
What?
My DNA.
Oh.
Means through Ellie and Ben, you know? she has become, Ellie has become a real major, major witness. They go to a church out there, but the church is too slow for them. And most of the churches are. They're not really interested in preaching the gospel or the things of God. It's more preaching the church. What the church stands for, what the church likes and doesn't like, you know. And so I'm really happy to see where it stands. Now I think, and I have no way of knowing, but I think that at a certain point that God is going to take the people out of here. I have no way to prove that. It was a dream. But it was a realistic dream, believe me. About as real of a dream as anyone would ever have. And I woke up in the middle of the night. And it's like, before all hell breaks loose, I think you got to take the people out. You know where I think that the basis for taking them out will be? Because they have kept his word. Not the a woman aspect of it. They kept his word. I think what we see in to the Church of Philadelphia is a real loss. It's a real promise. Because they have kept the word of my patience. And that's what the word is. It is the word of God's patience. I will also keep him from this hour that is coming to try the whole world. When Benny Hinn said something about the rapture, did one of you ever see that? I got the heebie-jeebies. I recognize it. I don't even know how to say I did, but I recognize the thing. Somebody says she watches that, she listens to that every other day. Because for the same reason. Of all people, Benny Hinn.
Well, these seem like the perilous times that the Bible spoke of, you know?
Yeah. Now, Ellie, how much she knows, I don't know. But she's very active. But she made a statement on Sunday and said that conservatism, I can't say it, but is gaining momentum rapidly through the world. Not just in America, but throughout the world. And we're going to have a problem. You can't have liberalism and conservatism. You got to have one or the other, or one's going to kill the other. So anyway, I didn't mean to get us into a downer, but
I'm not on a downer.
That's where I am. So, you know,
I just keep telling myself, my God is bigger than anybody and in control of everything.
Yes.
Yeah. And he knows who are his. I'm trying to find. They said, well, what will be the sign of those days? They asked Jesus.
Right.
And I was going to read that. And if that's what's going to be, then that's what's going to be.
Yeah.
You just want to be on the right side. And try to touch all those that God wants to touch to be on the right side. Be a little careful, too, Keith, because conservatism is not everything. There's a lot of conservatives that aren't godly people.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean they can't be, but, you know. I see there's a new term out there, beware of progressive Christianity. You know, I mean, listen to figure out what that was supposed to be, but, you know, maybe I will one of these days. So.
I was just reading in the book of Daniel, and Nebuchadnezzar, I think it was him that ate the grass for 7 years.
Yeah, I think it was.
And you know that even after 7 years, he had the vessels of the temple of God in his kingdom, and he had a great feast, and had invited like 1,000 of his different lords and whatever, and that's when the writings appeared on the wall, and many Daniel Farsund. And it said, God has doubled your kingdom. And he's finished it. Your way is the balances. Your kingdom is divided. And anyway, in all these things happened, I thought, he had just spent 7 years eating grass like an animal.
You know, I think that was his son or his grandson, Belteshazzar or something. It was, I don't think that was Nebuchadnezzar. Maybe take a look before I go pop it off and say these things. But
well, it could be. Maybe I missed something.
Yeah, we should have learned from it.
Yeah, I think that's probably
Belshazzar.
Yeah,
it was Belshazzar.
Oh, yeah. He said, you knew what happened, Belshazzar. But you lifted up yourself against the Lord. They have brought in the vessels out of God into the kingdom. This is in chapter 5, verse 23, 24. But you know, it's a funny thing. We can get exalted and lifted up and forget that God is the one that made all this.
Yeah, that's true.
Can I read from Matthew 24?
Sure.
3. Now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these things are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. Because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand, and let those who are in Judea flee, and so forth.
So, circumstances are not going to be good.
No, but it's a good thing because it's the end. It's when he's going to come in glory.
Yes.
Yeah. Lawlessness will abound.
Pretty good description of what's going on now.
What's starting to go on, yes.
Get all this.
But see, there's a positive in that. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come.
Yeah.
So I think it's kind of saying, supposedly, everyone will probably be given an opportunity. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, when things unfold in the way that the Bible says they will unfold, that's not a source of distress.
No. Mm-hmm. In another place it says, and when you see these things, look nigh unto heaven, for your redemption draw near. Or nigh, or something like that. But.
No.
Well, I saw something Sunday, and we worried about Pablo, how he's doing, and so forth. But Pablo started to preach, and It took everybody's breath away. It was powerful, powerful, powerful. And it was based on a truth that we've talked about it. But where Pilate told Jesus, he says, don't you know that I have the power to kill you and, you know, whatever all he said. And Jesus said to him, he says, you could do nothing if you didn't get the, have the, if it wasn't given to you from above. It was based on that. But anyway, it was an awesome, awesome thing. Dale says, Pablo, you need to start preaching. And you know, we've been concerned, and I thought about Pablo. This whole last week I've been thinking about it, ever since Sunday. And I thought about Keith Gunn. You know, I was younger than he is. I was about 30 when the Spirit of the Lord came on me out in Seattle, and I got to be with the Spirit. And the Spirit of the Lord came on me. And I saw the most unprofound thing happen, unbelievable thing happen. But not just healings, not just miracles, but people being, their lives being transformed by the Word of God. I saw it, a lot of it. And I thought, you know, sometimes we think, well, you know, if they had Job's comforters to help him or somebody. And, you know, and we said, well, he needed some guidance or something. And I'm thinking, isn't that what the Holy Spirit was given to do? Wasn't he to guide us?
Amen.
You follow me?
Yeah.
And, I'm not really worried about Pablo. And for the simple reason, he came over here from Chile. He took the scriptures, and he has taken them into his system for 20 years, day and night, just like maybe more than I do, you know. And you can hardly find any place in the scripture that he's not familiar with. And we can get concerned. I'm really not concerned about that. I wasn't after Sunday, especially.
I think we do take funny routes to get where we're to go, but we mustn't.
Yeah,
some kind of judgment based on.
And it's easy for us to think that he needs us to get him there.
Yeah.
He don't need me. He doesn't need any of us. He needs the Holy Spirit. You know, even though we know we have seen the setup in the First Corinthians 14. And that is it's a good thing. It also can be a bad thing. If we got God's nutso on something, we could be trying to bring somebody else into our nutso. And so it's...
Well, the same thing applies there, then. If we're being led by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
That won't happen. And so if he is, it won't happen either. You know?
Yeah.
I just think God has not done all that he's done if he's not preparing us for this very time.
I think that's right.
You know?
I think that's right.
Has he been having you in that word all this time to just kind of say, oh, geez, this is horrible. You know? And want to give up?
But,
I mean, not that you want to give up, but, you know, but don't, see, we should be encouraged and not let the enemy bring any kind of fear or whatever. We should be being encouraged that this is exactly maybe what he's prepared us for. And that should get us excited.
that whole idea of lawlessness, if that doesn't describe the present times, I don't know what does. You know, there is that fluid gender stuff going on. Nuts.
Yeah.
Lawless. It's lawless. It's just plain lawless. And it's abounding. I think, you know, when there's that lawlessness out there, people yearn for the truth. You know, or some do.
Some do.
Yeah. Those who are of the truth, they certainly do. And if they, you know, if there is a way that we can be his voice, whatever. What a great thing. What a great thing.
Yeah. I haven't seen a big bright white light or thunder booming or anything, but I can feel something's building up in me, you know, and I'm kind of, so it's making my, making me be more open to committing to him than I have been for quite a while, you know, because it's looking like it's going to be. It's important that truth comes in the end, you know?
Uh-huh.
Not for the whole world's sake necessarily, I mean, because everyone knows, but for those who he wants to have it,
mm-hmm.
you know? Mm-hmm. Those who really do probably seek it in their heart, that they won't be disappointed.
Yeah.
And it's going to take all kinds of people. Preaching, not one or two or three. It's going to be hundreds and hundreds and hundreds.
Sure. Yeah, don't look in the darkness and say it's dark here, Keith. Look at the darkness and see opportunity for light to shine.
I just think it'd be so marvelous to be, you know, you don't make it happen, you know, but to be brought up to the whatever. What if you got brought before Congress because you wouldn't say a woman at the end of a prayer? And then let God speak.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe he wouldn't that time, but maybe the next time, you know, and have him give you the words. I think that would be glorious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What better stuff do you got going on?
That would be. You know, I always wonder when it says, and there will be, many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ. Well, I don't know if people are going to necessarily come out and say that, but I kind of took it as, many will come saying, I am the anointed. Hear me. You know.
I am bringing a truth that is above other truths or something, you know, some sort of something, right?
Falseness.
I'm your...
I find it hard someone would actually try to say they are a Christ, you know.
Well, there's a possibility that in a lot of cases, when Jesus talks about the Antichrist, that's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
False Christ.
Yep.
False anointed.
Yeah. They're saying I am the Christ.
False Messiahs.
It's a funny thing, but John says, he said, as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming. He says there are many Antichrists. You know, there may be one specific one that comes, but there are many Antichrists. And
so what does he say to do?
Huh?
So what does he say to do?
Oh, I don't know. I think first John is like
that. Because that's what you're hearing. You're hearing some Antichrists.
Well,
aren't you? Isn't that what's happening? I think so.
I guess I do too.
I don't know if he says a specific thing to do.
Well, he might. Let's see.
Yeah, I'm curious now that I brought it up.
Yeah.
Is that in first? Right?
Yeah, first or second John.
Yeah, he actually repeats it. I mean, he kind of keeps on it twice, I think.
I think it's First John 2:18. Little children, this is the last time it is you. Heard that the Antichrist shall come, even now there are many Antichrists. Hereby we know that it's the way that you know it's the last time.
And then it says, now we got an idea of who we're talking about. They went out from us, but they were not of us.
Right.
If they had been of us, they would not be, no doubt have contended with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. I don't know exactly what that is all saying about him, but.
Well, here's the thing. If you can see that and know that's the truth, but you have an anointing from the Holy One and you know all things.
Exactly.
I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ, he is Antichrist, who denies the Father and the Son.
But it sounds like the occasion to bring an anointing from the Holy Spirit, who knows all things.
Yeah.
You know, I see us. I see the thing that's going on with us as a preparation.
Yeah.
For being able to respond to the many antichrists that will be out there.
Therefore, let that abide in you, which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he has promised us, eternal life.
Lord, yes, amen.
And then it goes on to say again that the anointing that you have.
So that's what we got to stand in.
Uh-huh. And it is the anointing. It's nothing more or less than the anointing that we have been experiencing, I believe.
Yeah.
You know? It's the anointing. The anointing upon his word.
Oh. And now, little children, when this is all happening, the anointing, teaching you concerning all things. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he appears, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty good chapter.
It sure is.
Where are you at?
That was the very end of 2.
First John, chapter 2.
Oh, 28.
Oh, yeah.
So, abide in him. That's what we got to do. We see all this happening around us.
Well, and there'll be an anointing. There'll be an anointing. That's what...
Yeah. Have the faith to believe that you'll have the anointing.
Yeah.
Or that you do have the anointing. And I know I have an anointing to some degree, because I know I've received some truth.
Uh-huh.
Not all truth.
But anointing
can come before you have all truth. That's the thing.
Yeah.
And little children, let no man deceive you. He that does righteousness is righteous.
Yeah. That's chapter 3, you know?
Even as he is righteous. So does that give you the... So good of an insight as to what righteousness is.
Oh, that's the last verse, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Is a woman, is that of the devil or not?
Sure. The whole gender thing is of the devil.
Yeah.
An overemphasis of it.
Yeah.
Right.
But anyway,
I just see the things that we have been going through in this very room, and the one over there too, but I just see it as sharpening the sword of the Spirit. I just see it as that. And no, we don't have the full anointing. But the anointing doesn't come until the anointing comes. And I think we are being equipped to handle a powerful anointing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have enough experience, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
I just want to be available for it. That's what I want. I want to be available for, the truth of His word be declared clearly, you know, without any kind of hesitation or whatever. Who cares where the chips fall? Some of them would fall, in a way that's...
One of my biggest problems, that thing.
Yeah, well...
I'm handicapped, because I'm handicapped. You know what you do when you're handicapped? You do a lot of thinking. And I have an active mind. An inventive mind. But if you don't have nothing you can invent, what do you do? I get balled out by my family for the same way you guys. And I don't even take it as far now. You're right. I'm still subject to it. And then I'm okay and then I'm not okay. And I'm in and then I'm not.
Well, we all got areas of weakness.
Yeah.
We all do. I do.
Yeah.
But
I definitely do. It keeps me from being more than I should be, you know.
Well, and the thing is, I would like to see everything work out the way I think it should.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
And but it don't. Very seldom does anything work out the way I think it should.
Since my diagnosis of cancer, I have been doing a blog online, you know, writing about it, and you know. I'm in the middle of one right now, where I'm saying, some people would say, "Oh, how could this happen to me?" Things don't go right here. go right in heaven, but they don't go right here. So expecting it to go right here, that's not the way of it.
Yeah, right on. Exactly.
It's not the way of it. It's not the way it happens. Not that glorious things can't and will happen here, but as far as going right, that's expecting the wrong thing. That's heaven. That's what going right is.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And it sure isn't heaven around here. Anyway, I hope I can convey that the way that.
Yeah.
Shelley calls up and says, well, the first thing she says is, Dad, God is still on the throne.
God is what?
She's still on the throne.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the first things she'll say. And she'll say, don't worry about it.
Right.
Don't worry. And I'll say, I wish I didn't. I'm a worrying one. If I can't think of something to worry about, I'll manufacture something. I watch Life Below Zero all day long. Because I'd rather be in Alaska than whatever. And they shoot caribou, and they catch fish. They catch fish with nets, and they shoot seals. They shoot boars, and they do all kinds of things. That, you know, we don't know if they're doing it legally or not.
I think
they have to be there on
to be filmed.
Yeah. National television. I saw a woman today on there that shot. He shot a seal out of the boat. Is that legal?
Well, it helps to be a native.
Which she probably is a native.
She is.
Yeah, we can do whatever, pretty much.
Yeah, I think the limitations are very...
You know what I realized after a while? I was watching a lot of them, too, and I went, geez, I mean, this guy's living up here. Not completely away. He's got more equipment than I could ever dream of having.
Yeah, you know what?
Because they get paid for doing this.
Well, they look like they're kind of, you know, they live in run-down
yeah.
or whatever. That's not where they live.
Well, this guy was living there, but it was a nice place to live because, well, he was really good at building anything.
Well, they've got equipment that nobody I know can afford.
Yeah. Well, it's because you don't realize how much you're getting paid for filming this stuff. That's where all their resources come from.
I can see why they do, because I watch the city.
I mean, the guy that impressed me was the guy that was living up there with all of his dogs. Dog teams. And I mean, he was living a... pretty much off the land, but he had a snowmobile if he had to get somewhere. But he would go out and chop holes in the ice to get water for the dogs, you know, to cook and do everything. I mean, that can totally consume your life just doing those chores every day. Pretty much.
Required for survival, huh?
Yeah, and you got to prepare the whole next season ahead of time. If it's going to be winter, you got to have plenty of wood cut.
You know who the woman named Sue Aiken is?
Yeah, I just read a thing on YouTube. They did a little special on it to recognize her life or something.
She's a year younger than Shelley.
Yeah.
I don't know. Shelley watches it too, so people all over watch it, you know. I've been watching it all day today.
She's had some problems, definitely.
A 60
friendship.
You know what? I wouldn't want to arm wrestle her.
No. She's been attacked by a grizzly.
She just went. She shot two caribou. What do you say? What do they call Caribou? bulls. Yeah, caribou. And she shot two of them with big, great big racks. And she said she could still shoot two more.
Yeah.
They could have four or something. And she went and drove up, bought a that great big vehicle. Have you ever seen the big vehicle that she drives?
One of them at one time. She's probably upgraded since I watched it.
Well, I just saw where she bought it right there.
Oh.
And drove her all the way home.
That's yeah, now how do you afford that? You know?
That vehicle had to cost.
I bet it was like $70,000, $80,000
at least. Yeah, it had to cost that.
The thing I was reading right now, she's going, she might lose that area up there that she was renting because it's on a lease. And the government wants to take it back, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
But she's already kind of found another place not too far away, supposedly.
Well, she operates some gasoline tanks and stuff.
Yeah, for planes that can fuel up there to go farther on. She's got a big runway, got a big bulldozer front end loader that keeps that clear.
She can run those things pretty good, too.
Yeah. I can probably see why maybe she can't stay. Well, she lost one husband. Well, actually, I think she lost both husbands. They both passed away from illness or something, but
he's
the man of the house and that house.
Yeah, he's the man of the house. Did you see her weapons?
Yeah, some of them.
She had them laid, I don't know if they're laid on the bed or what.
Oh, I haven't seen. I haven't watched any of it for the last probably 2 years now.
Well, I just saw that today. She's got like a lot of those would be anti-aircraft. Artillery, you know, I don't know what they were, but the only one that made it is she got a 45-70. You know, that's a big bullet.
Yeah.
And she's got, I don't know what else she got. But she was naming off what they were, and she had them laid on the line. There were about eight of them. And she said, if an intruder breaks in, two-legged or four-legged, she says, I start with this gun right here. She said, I'm going to take them down. She says, this one does it.
Well, Russia's not real far away. Some of those Russians believe that the sale to the United States of Alaska was invalid, and they would like to take it back. She might have to deal with some Russians that were...
Well, they're doing everything they can to get into the voting system.
Into the what?
The voting.
Oh, yeah.
That's not over much yet, either.
I heard there's been some major, like, hacking. Hacking in major systems, like military.
Oh, yeah, the entire government. Yeah. I think that was Russia, not the China.
Oh, was that one Russia?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I tell you, one of the things that really concerns me, don't turn your back on Israel. Don't do it. America, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't, I don't want to be here when you do it. You want to get a atomic bomb dropped on us? That'll do it. For some reason, you know, God's protection has stayed on Israel. What are the chances? Was it 67 or 70? Or 40? It was 67, was it?
Well, they had a big war in 67, but it was 1948 that the Nation of Israel was began.
And then since that time, look at what has happened. Right? God has kept his hand. What are the chances they can become a nation?
So, before 48, what were they?
They were in Russia and Germany. And
well, it was a, yes, a British colony. It was the Palestine. Palestine.
Oh.
Was where?
I mean, they had a homeland to a certain degree.
But there were quite a few Jews that were living there, along with the Arabs and whatever. But it wasn't a. It was a British colony. And they carved out some of that. Palestine to be Israel, which started a war with the Arabs.
And then the big callback, wasn't there, that brought all the Jews from around the world back? A
yeah.
lot of them back?
Yeah, well, after, you know, after World War II,
after the Holocaust,
a lot of them were displaced. A lot of them that were alive, which wasn't.
No, I mean, there's a lot of them just living other places in the world, and then they came back
yes.
to Israel. To
yes,
the there's a lot of them that says that they're still in Germany and Russia. Is that true?
Oh, yeah.
The what?
They're still in Germany and Russia.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
Well, they, every so often on the news, you see where they're asking to send donations to help them. And you send a donation, and 15 cents you to them, and the rest of it goes into the pockets of whoever.
Yeah, well, that's with any of these advertised,
yeah.
you know.
I get so tired. I have my home phone. It's very seldom I'll even answer it. But when I do, we are, what we want to update your car insurance.
Yeah, I've gotten that.
And here I got a car that's a 2003.
Yeah.
And they want to update the insurance.
Yeah. What they want to do is sell you insurance to keep it repaired.
So I happened to be twice today. I said, thank you. I'm very happy with what I have now.
Yeah.
See,
but
you know what you should do?
Up.
What you should have is a voicemail account, because then if it's a number you don't recognize, you don't answer it. And if they don't leave a voice messages, and you know it was a seller, because they don't leave voice messages. Very, very seldom. And then you just delete it.
No, it is true. The caller ID is a great,
yeah.
great feature. It's a great feature.
There's only a couple of phone numbers that I recognize, and one of them is Leroy Matthews. His is a 382, because he's lived over in my Jim Falls. But otherwise, you know, there's some might answer any of them. He's a sweetheart. He's doing really, really good. And you know what? He's all on his own. But he's got his way. He got Judy listening to the scriptures with him.
Huh?
She had such a hard time with the church because of the connection move and stuff, but she had a big problem with me, and I there was not anything I could do about it. And that was over Dick Wade.
Call the quits for tonight?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. God bless you.